I can do much to serve Jesus because I'm stuck in a wheelchair. I feel so useless.
Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean Jesus can't use you to help others. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. When you think about serving at church or maybe volunteering to help others, are you ever discouraged because you feel like you're too young or not big enough to help out? You don't have to feel that way because God can use you to serve others no matter where you're at in life. God actually likes to use people who the world might think are too weak or too young because then he can show the world how powerful he is. So take comfort from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 that says, "If anyone serves, let it be from the strength God provides, so that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in everything." Our story today is called Little to Give. Alex sunk down in his wheelchair as his pastor talked about upcoming ministry opportunities. It was hard to be invisible when his wheelchair was out in the aisle. He wanted to serve, but how could God use him? When his friend Ethan nudged him, he realized he had missed what the pastor was saying. Ethan grinned at him. "You could do that. You're really good at board games." Alex was embarrassed. He had not heard what the pastor had said. After church, he asked Ethan about the announcement. "They need volunteers to serve at the nursing home for game night," Ethan said. "They're looking for people to bring board games and play them with the residents. You have tons of games, and you're really good at them." Alex thought about it that afternoon. At family devotions that night, his dad spoke up. "Alex, did you hear the announcement about game night at the nursing home?" Alex grinned sheepishly. "To be honest, I didn't hear it, but Ethan brought me up to speed. I never thought I'd be able to do much to serve because I'm in a wheelchair, but that sounds like something I could do." Dad picked up his Bible. God can use anything we do for him, even if it seems small. It reminds me of a story in the Bible where Jesus uses a boy's lunch to feed 5,000 people. That boy didn't have much to give, but he gave what he had, and Jesus did the rest. Mom spoke up. "Just think about it, Alex. The people at the nursing home had to give up things they love and learn to let others take care of them. They experience pain and weakness on a daily basis. You understand what it's like more than most kids your age. Maybe God wants to use you in a special way to help the people at the nursing home. Why don't you pray about it?" Alex nodded. "Okay," he said. "I will." So how about you? Do you feel like you're not able to serve God? Do you think he wouldn't be able to use you because of challenges you face in your life? Jesus knows your struggles, and he'll help you serve him in your own unique way. Ask him to show you what he wants you to do. Give him what you can, even if it seems small, and trust him to use it for his glory. Our key verse once again,
1 Peter 4:11. "If anyone serves, let it be from the strength God provides, so that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in everything."
And our key thought for today, give Jesus what you have. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, "The devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids." We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on Donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.